Waiting for Dave.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., Eric, Kathleen, and Trisha at the beach. So, yeah, your mic's not on.
Turn me off.
Oh, there you go.
Eric, I keep thinking you're on mic, too.
Thanks,
Eric.
Oh,
okay, you're on mic, too.
I bet Eric's heard that a lot. Eric's turned me off.
I have heard that before.
Happy 4th of July, by the way.
Sometimes you say the opposite, too.
Yeah, well, no. Not
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I never.
Eric, John, does he say the opposite?
What?
John?
Who?
John Philip Sousa.
Who's that?
Sousa. John Philip Sousa.
Oh.
I was thinking of the alcohol. Sousa.
Sousa, too.
Sorry.
Sousa tequila.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating every holiday over the course of one show.
And this segment brought to you by who?
Quinn Schoenwald. By the way, when I go for a massage, I go for a guy.
You do?
Because they have stronger hands.
Not all the time. I think women have the amazing touch, a combination of toughness, gentleness, and...
You're right. Their fingers are a lot softer.
Usually. Yeah.
Well, unless it's like a... really manly woman?
It could be, but not the ones... No. Okay, but let's talk about... Oh, you already announced the song, right?
Yes, I did. Go
okay.
ahead. Who's this
song
brought
to
us by?
You are right. Quinn Schoenwald, licensed sports massage therapist. Yeah, he does have strong hands. He is a great massage therapist. I mean, and you don't have to be in the sports to get a massage from him. He works at the renowned Fisher Institute. Of course, Brett Fisher, owner... is PT and rehab for the Arizona Cardinals. So you know it's got to be good. Quinn Schoenwald, call him 307-921-2684. 307-921-2684.
Sounds
get
epic.
A great massage. Epic.
It sounds epic.
Yeah, it
though.
Does. He's going to appreciate
gonna
this.
Give you a very good massage.
There
you're
go.
Going to enjoy the touch.
If it's a woman...
you will
and
enjoy
such.
It more.
Much.
Much more. Okay.
That's a rhyme.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite an improv there. All right. So while we're waiting for who?
Paul Rodriguez.
I just
comedian.
Spoke with his publicist.
Yes.
And?
She said he's going to be here.
Okay. Very, very
will
soon.
Will it be today?
She said he's on his way.
He's on his way.
And what time okay. is it anyway?
It's 25 after.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay, so
we'll have him on less time than we
yeah.
did because we got an 11 o'clock guest.
It could
as
be
well.
Like hello, goodbye, right?
Well, not okay. that short, not that short.
Well, you got like a half hour for him if he shows up now. Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. But I want to make sure that I get my shave a little bit later.
Oh, you'll get your shave.
Okay,
it'll be a close shave, by the way.
All right.
And while
am I getting shaved in the parking lot or in the studio?
Yeah, you're not doing it in here.
Oh, you can't?
And leave hair everywhere? Oh, no.
Well, no,
no
she's got the towel and everything. Yeah,
probably. We'll see.
It's not like a barber thing.
It is.
Well, it is.
Do you think she uses a straight razor?
She does.
I'm sure. And any wrong move by young Joseph will be...
the end.
Yeah, the end is near.
That's okay.
Your voice
one,
might go up 13 octaves.
You're the one who asked for the manscape.
Well, I am the manscape.
You are the manscape?
The manscape. Okay.
I am the walrus. Woo!
Oh, yeah. I've heard that
we
one.
We already had
okay.
our animal show.
So while we're waiting, what is it? Laugh Factory?
The Laugh Factory.
From,
yeah, he's going to be at the...
tonight?
Well, tonight and tomorrow night. He was already there yesterday and on Thursday as well, I believe.
Hey, let's pretend I'm Paul and you interview me.
No, we don't want to do that because you're not funny.
All right. That was sort of funny. I'll give him credit for that, right?
I laughed.
Yeah, I laughed. And I'm not even a factory, the Laugh Factory. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're out of movies to review, right?
Well, there's plenty of other movies to talk about, but we can talk about, you know, some other things going on. Next week, Dave, I want to make sure that I let
week?
You know that we're going to be doing our Sing Street show.
Who?
Sing Street show.
What's a Sing Street?
Sing Street show.
Sing or Sin?
Sing Street.
Sin.
No, not Sin.
Not
S-I-N-G?
S-I-N-G. There's a new movie called Sing Street coming out next week.
Is that a dancing, breakdancing, ballroom dancing?
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, it's an Irish film.
An Irish dancing. Well, Irish.
Do you remember? Do you remember the film with
George of the Jungle?
No. With
yeah.
Begin Again. Keira Knightley and...
Don't say it. Mark Ruffalo.
Yes.
I did. I liked it pretty much.
Okay.
Wasn't the best.
Okay. Well, that filmmaker has... he's releasing another film next week called Sing Street. And we're going to be celebrating that.
Perdita Walsh Pilo.
I'm sorry?
Pilo Rife? Rife?
Yes.
Perdita Walsh Pilo.
Yes.
So
yes.
Is this a great blockbuster movie or what?
That's actually the name of the actress that's in it.
Yes, she's pretty attractive.
Yeah. She has no picture on IMDb, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
You can imagine and visualize or fantasize. Okay.
Well, check it out, Dave. Please.
What's it about?
It is about, the tagline is boy meets girl, girl unimpressed, so boy starts band.
All right, it sounds like a fabulous
Ferdia Walsh-Pilo is actually the dude.
Well, okay, not him, the girl.
The girl starts a band. It's a Cinderella
Check out
story.
The girl.
That's Maria Doyle Kennedy.
Yes.
And oh, how does the she Kennedys? Look? Oh.
Eh.
All right.
Ugh, Eric's anyway. So unimpressed. But also
I've seen her in something before.
What else we got
Also
next
out,
week?
The Meddler starring Susan Sarandon.
And Bette.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Not Midler, the Meddler.
Oh, Meddler.
And it's kind of the start of our mother's transition.
Day.
Kind
a
of,
mother's yeah. transition.
Yes, not that kind of transition.
Is there therapy you want to talk about?
No, but...
You were out of town in Sweden, I believe, for a while.
Mothers,
you?
Mothers that are... Have you ever heard of the term smother?
Yeah, mad. It's called M-A-D-D.
Smother.
Yeah, the Smothers Brothers were fantastic. Remember them,
I
Eric?
Do.
Yeah.
No, smother.
Yeah, that's when you have a woman that may be a little bit too close to you.
Yes, and especially if it's your own mother, and that's what a meddler is. So Susan Sarandon plays a mother who meddles in her daughter's life.
That could be a good one.
So,
who's the mom?
Susan Sarandon.
And who's the daughter?
Rose Byrne.
Oh, she's awesome.
And
J.K.
Simmons is also in the film.
Oh, man. He really...
Great cast.
Whiplash. Phenomenal.
Yes. So, Dave, you've got two movies
good
to
movies.
See next week. I'm not telling you if they're good, because I'm not allowed to review them. But I'm saying that we're going to be talking about them pretty extensively. So, Dave, you've got some big...
Sing and Smother.
Sing Street and The Meddler.
Oh, not The Smother.
No.
I like The Smother better.
It's all messed up.
Yeah, but Meddler is good, too. All right, so there's two. Any other good movies coming out that you can anticipate even over the summer?
Well, I will say that, because I know we had let's talk about some movies opening up in 2024, okay? Because I know that we started talking a little bit about the 2023.
24?
Yeah, okay, so we'll kick it off with June of 2024.
8 years
You've
from
got,
now?
Yeah. What?
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me?
Eight years from now. Okay. He's talking about movies 8 years from now.
Oh, I think he was making fun of you guys.
We did do that, didn't we? I think Greg did that.
Yeah.
How did he know that anyway?
I guess he's psychic. It's weird that Greg knows the movies that open up in 2023, but he doesn't know our Periscope password.
Oh, yeah, he didn't write to us yet? Jeez,
no.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Wow, yeah, he did. How did he know that?
I don't know.
That far
Some
ahead.
Sort of gypsy, I think.
That was funny. You were making fun of us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that was cute.
What's even funnier is that you didn't get it.
I didn't even get it. Dazed and confused still. Hey, maybe that
was barely listening and I got it.
You did. You're pretty good at multitasking.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are phenomenal at what you do, Eric. You have to say that.
Yeah. Let's ask Kathleen. Is he phenomenal at what he does? Kathleen says yes.
She said yes.
And out of 10, what would you say? Okay. She's calculating
she's
on a calculator.
10.5. I thought it would be 11, but it's only
10.5. Yeah, but the German judge gave you a 2.
Oh, so I add those together?
Yeah.
And get a 12?
Yeah.
12.5?
So, yeah, there you go.
I am curious, because we were talking about all the different streaming services and everything. Eric, do you still go on Meerkat or anything?
Not really.
No? So what do you do with all that extra time?
Oh, I get things done.
But you used to, like, every night you'd be playing your guitar and drinking and stuff.
It got old.
Yeah,
you got older. That it got old.
I grew up, Dave. I'm more mature now, so I don't play on Meerkat.
One day they were making mashed potatoes and Kathleen was dancing around the house and stuff.
She was not.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What happened to what's it called, the bistro thing?
Budget bistro.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, we moved to a tiny little place now, so we don't have much of a budget bistro kitchen.
Oh, although so I think we'd have
a smaller budget.
I think we could actually film it a lot easier in the kitchen we're in now, though.
Why don't we kick that off again?
Yeah, let's do it on Periscope.
The debut of Budget Bistro. I think it's a great idea.
We'll do it on Periscope as soon as Greg gets back to us with the password.
Awesome.
And yeah. We could do it in 2023.
Yes, 2023, because we're good at knowing all that information.
I didn't even know they had movies planned that far ahead.
Oh, they do. They do.
That's crazy, sadly. Isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I mean, how do they know, really, the success of something? And going that far out is risky, isn't it?
I think it is, just like they're making, four different avatars. I mean, just like...
Oh, they are?
Yeah, make one more, and then you can advance. I mean, because you're right. It's a little bit of a risk.
It sounds like it.
Just like Batman versus Superman didn't do all as well as they thought it would. Well, now they've kind of already cornered themselves into a plan of Wonder Woman and Justice League and Suicide Squad.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it may go, it may not go. You just don't know. The culture changes. Like, they may be... Right now, Ted Cruz having the White House decorated in the Texas theme.
Yeah.
But everyone knows it's going to be New York values theme.
Okay.
Am I right, Eric?
It's going to have a big T on the front of it, right over the door.
Yeah. And New York will have
lowercase
to...
Lowercase T?
But it'll be...
No, it'll be a capital T.
Oh,
it will be called
T.
The Big Apple, though. That's the thing. So,
whatever happened to the Big Apple restaurants?
Big Bill Johnson's?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They used to have one on 19th off of Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one on Washington, isn't there?
Oh.
Big Bill Johnson's?
I don't know. I didn't know how many there were.
Van Buren, there's one too. The
original
one.
Van Buren.
Oh, is it? Okay.
How often do you hang out there on Van Buren?
Oh, we hang out there sometimes.
Both of you?
Yes. She's on one side of the street, I'm on the other.
Excellent.
Oh, who makes the most?
Is it ever two for one?
It's not a contest, Dave.
It could be, though.
They split. They split their
competitive
earnings.
Nature.
They split their earnings 50-50.
Oh, that's cute. Like a true couple.
It's always coming down to the.
But escort. Who works the hardest?
Me, of course.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. So anyway, but then you
by
didn't
way,
get
Eric,
my
Eric
White
takes
House.
Both, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the White House thing, you didn't get the Big Apple.
Right. What about it?
Yeah, you're talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said there's a
now
big
let's predict team. It right now. Here's the prediction right here, right now, live, breaking news. I don't think it's going to be much of a contested convention. I think they're all going to cave in to Donald. He's going to wipe up in the next six states, all East Coast, next Tuesday. And when Indiana, he's leading in the polls, and California, I think he's going to get to 1237. And I think Ted Cruz won't be calling, they won't call him lying Ted. They'll be calling him crying Ted. That's my prediction. How about you, Eric?
Well, I don't think that he stands a chance in any way.
Yeah, but who, Ted Cruz?
Ted.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so
Well,
either.
Yeah, like Donald's called for him to, end it. He should.
He really should. There's no mathematical way, I believe.
That's
for
what
him
Donald
to get
said,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, but why is Kasich still in the race? That's what I'm not
I don't
sure.
know. He's dreaming.
I mean, he's sort of a cool dude. I mean, he's sort of moderate and, he appeals to both sides.
But he's dreaming.
Politically speaking.
Apparently, according to people on stream, I appeal to both sides as well.
Well, yeah, we've heard that, except you're not a politician. That's what worries us.
I think it's the facial hair.
I think, probably... but that's going to go later today.
I can't wait.
But I do think it will be like a heavyweight bout between, I believe, Hillary and the Donald. And that will be like a heavyweight bout.
Yeah.
A Frazier Alley fight.
I know it's we're cutting it kind of close here.
Oh,
we're gonna have to do a really short segment with him, but we'll see if he makes it. We have to do a really short segment, but we'll be able to figure something out. No.
Pre-record it, but we're already on there. Oh,
yeah.
So okay, maybe not.
Right. But we're okay.
All right, but we'll we're improvising here. Okay.
We're improvising. We're having a good time, and I'm curious, Eric. Bates Motel. I told you that was back on. Have you watched it yet?
No, I have not. It's not on Hulu right now. I'm using Hulu. I switch around from thing to thing.
What do you like better, Zulu or Hulu?
Hulu. You can't watch movies on Zulu.
What is Zulu?
It's a African war tribe or something.
Oh, I thought it was a network.
Zulu?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Zoolander. That's what it was.
You thought you could watch movies on Chat Roulette, too, and then you were wondering, why is this...
There was a movie of me. I don't know how that happened, but no, I still didn't click okay for that one.
That's good.
Now, okay, so let's do one last wrap-up of the commentary. If it's Hillary and the Donald, would you agree it's like a heavyweight bout? It's going to be insults flying everywhere, and digging up some of the past situations, even with Bill, I believe.
That'll be fun.
It'll be amazing, and they'll see who can throw the most mud. Who will win, then, based on those two, Eric?
You mean the argument?
No, the White House.
Or the election.
The election.
I think Hillary will probably win.
Yeah, so that will be...
It might be close.
It could be. Now, here's the thing. If
why are you staring at me?
Yeah, why are you staring at me?
I was dazed and confused. I'm sorry. Politics
no,
make me that way.
You were dazed
you
and excited.
You looked like you had love in your eyes.
Yeah, it looked like that. I want out of here. Okay, now,
sorry.
The thing is, I believe, you heard it here first, if the Donald takes Kasich as the VP, they can win Ohio and Florida, maybe even New York. That would be quite a dramatic change for the Republican Party. Would you agree?
I don't know.
Well, Kasich would take Ohio. The Donald would probably take Florida. That ticket could do some damage. Now, whether that happens, I don't know. And you're right. Young Joseph here is like, what is he talking about? This is not a political show.
Oh, is that why you were staring at me?
I'm sorry. Politics just make my eyes glaze over.
Oh.
See, I can even talk straight because...
No, you can't. Okay, so anyway, as we're awaiting our special
guest...
We're
waiting for a lot of things today. We were waiting for the Periscope password. We're waiting
oh,
for...
Oh, yeah. Did I get it?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
This is a very unusual show up till now.
The theme of today's show is waiting.
The yes. waiting game.
Today is waiting.
Waiting for a roulette.
No, we don't want to ever wait
Gillette?
For that. Gillette. We are waiting
Corvette.
For that. We are waiting for Gillette.
Or a Corvette. Have you been waiting long for a Corvette?
No, yes, about really. 5 years.
All right. Okay, but, back to you.
Right, but some other movies, I'm sure, Dave, yeah. you would probably, something. Not we're not talking about 2024.
No.
But coming this fall, I'm sure you're really excited to hear...
Star Trek.
The Magnificent Seven.
Who's in The Magnificent Seven? The originals?
I think it's Jamie Foxx.
He'd be fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure
I'd like to
there's
see
a few
it.
Other people, yeah.
So you're saying it's a remake?
There's
of
a remake.
The, yes. I always loved The Magnificent Seven. Fine movie, no question about it.
Yeah, so it's a new Western.
I'm a big Star Trek fan. I think one of those are coming up even
yeah,
before
that,
fall,
that,
I believe.
That's coming up soon, yeah.
I always love that stuff. What else? There's quite a few I think I'd enjoy.
Yeah, The Girl on the Train.
Yeah, I met her in, it was like 2007.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, my point is there's a lot of trailers that came out this past week of big movies, so you can always check those out.
So we're going to do
Greg
our blockbuster
been, Greg,
series, right?
Well, yeah, Greg has been putting some on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the trailers, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From 2023.
No, well, they don't have trailers for those yet.
He's ahead of his time. People yeah. compliment him about that.
I know.
Greg, you're ahead of your time. Thank you. I heard your show last week or yes. whenever. When was it, by the way?
Speaking of which, where is Bobby? Bobby, you, if you're listening, Bobby
Ewing,
help us out. 602-252-1480.
She had a crush on you, I believe.
Yeah.
What happened?
The only woman in history who's ever had that.
And she was only, what, 87, I think, right? She had a lot of good years.
No, it was 92. Sorry.
Good year. Fine wine.
Yeah. Well, 87, I guess, when we first started. Yeah.
That's oh, you dated her for
No,
what?
Not when we started, when the show was on.
Okay, she could have been your grandma.
Yeah, probably.
I would say yes.
Yeah, I would probably say because we tell her that we've got the 11 o'clock. We've got an 11 o'clock guest, so unfortunately we're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah. He could call in. From his car.
He could. He could call in and talk to us for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But that's a good idea. Thank you very much, Eric, for that. But
okay.
we do have... Tell us... we're going to take a break here in just a moment, too, as soon as Eric gets off the phone. But at 11 o'clock, we've got a great guest.
Oh,
Michelle
absolutely.
Harvey.
Celebrity groomer and, of course, star of the tour group on Bravo. She's fantastic. I've seen... several of her interviews, and she really is very entertaining, very enthusiastic, and really has a class to herself where of sophistication as a groomer.
Yeah, she's been on the show before.
Yes, she has, but not live in person.
No, not live in person.
No.
No, so she's going to be here in
cool.
studio, and so we'll have a lot of fun with her in our 11 o'clock hour, and we'll have some more fun here in just a few minutes. Again, we're going to take a break.
We're going to have fun right now.
No, we're having fun, but we're going to take a break, too. Well, you can have fun listening to the commercials.
Yeah, they are good commercials.
Great commercials,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
No doubt
but
about it.
But I want to remind our listeners that we are celebrating the holidays, so... Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break.
And then we'll have Paul Rodriguez, evidently.
Yes. So let's take a quick break. And, of course, we're celebrating 4th of July. This is...
Lou Rawls.
No, Ray Charles, America the Beautiful.
And...
We'll be right back.
With Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix. We will be right back. Yeah, country love.